Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for November 7th to 13th. So, I am wondering how you guys are feeling with the energy that's coming through. It's coming through in a really, really big, powerful, significant way. And so I highly doubt that there's anybody on this planet that's not feeling some kind of something, depending on wherever you are in your path, wherever you are in your soul's journey, you definitely will be feeling something. So we have tonight our total lunar eclipse. And so this means that, all of the buildup that we've had, so from our last solar eclipse to this lunar eclipse, this space in between that we've been in is supposed to have been about transformation, right? That's where we're supposed to be doing the work. We're supposed to be going through the layers. We're supposed to be, seeing the shadow stuff, doing all of that. And I know for myself personally, this has been excruciating. Trying not to be dramatic in all of this, but it's always funny when you sit there and you listen to somebody else talk about their dark night of the soul, or you talk about, somebody talks about, I've gone through my Kundalini awakening, and you listen to them talk about it and you think to yourself, oh, well, that sounds interesting. That sounds, and obviously, when somebody's telling the story, you can like see, what they gained from it, all of that, because they share that with you. But it's one thing to listen to somebody talk about and explain it, or even if you've read about it in a book, which I haven't. And, there's a reason that that happens. The divine guidance team that I work with often limit the outside information that I bring in from other sources other than, the highest source, which is the source they come through. And I feel like they do that on purpose so that I don't get misinformation, so that I don't get, messed up. I can remember stuff with the twin flame stuff, everybody talking about the twin flame and all that. And I had no idea about it. It never came up in any of my stuff. And when I would go in and ask them about it for clients or about information like that, they would tell me that how we're talking about it on this planet, how we're describing it, is not actually what it's about. So I feel like they do that so that I don't kind of get all preconceived ideas about things that are not accurate, if that makes sense. And so I feel like with the Kundalini awakening, the dark night of the soul, all of that stuff, it's the same thing. They've kind of kept it out of my, I haven't, other than hearing people talk about their stuff, I haven't really had any experience with it until now, because of course I'm going through this myself. And so, it's one thing for somebody to say when they talk about, this going through all of these things is about death and birth, death and rebirthing, all of it. It's, again, you hear those words and you think to yourself, okay, yeah, I understand that. But when you're going through it and you literally feel like you're dying, it's a different story altogether. So this has been, a really, really difficult time for me. I'd love to say that I'm getting like some brilliant, brilliant insights of this I'm going through, but I'm really just kind of at the stage where I'm going through the wounds, where I'm, kind of exploring through the traumas, going through all right that. So, I know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm just not seeing it yet. So I know that for you guys, and of course, there's a reason why you guys follow me. There's a reason why you guys still hang around with me. So whether this is something that you are going through, in your own way, remember, they keep on giving me this analogy of, if you're a woman and you have given birth, there's so many different ways of having that experience. And, some women, they can say that it was the most magical experience that they've ever had, giving life and yada, yada, yada. And then other women can say, it was the most painful experience I've ever had in my life. I've never experienced anything more painful. And like, so there's so many different ways, right? You see how that there's so many different ways of how somebody can have that experience. It's very unique to them. And so even though maybe you don't know what a Kundalini awakening is, or you don't know what a dark night of the soul is, or you don't know what your Chiron return is, which you can go look it up. But, you know, a lot of this stuff that I'm going through, I'm certain that either you guys are going through it, have gone through it, or will be going through it at some point. I feel like it's just something that we don't bypass. And especially for those of us who have chosen this path, who have chosen the ascension path, who have come here to awaken, who have, you know, we're not the dummy downed ones. We're not the ones that are sticking our heads in the sand and, we're not those ones. We're the ones that have come here to do the work. And, you know, most days lately, it feels like I want to call in sick. I don't want to do the work. But, you know, they're making it so that you really don't have much of a choice, because it's going to happen for you whether you like it or not. And so when I went in to connect with you guys about this time that we're in right now, in particular, they kept on talking about the eclipse energy, because it's a really good, it gives you an idea of how transformational the energy is meant to be. But it also, you know, really shows you the power of it and how shaking it can be and how shook it can make you feel. And so tonight is, you know, we're reaching the peak of the energy now. So if you've been feeling all kinds of crazy things, and if you've been having all kinds of emotional stuff, and if it's because of this energy, and it's not just going to end when the eclipse happens tonight and then boom, it's over. It's still going to continue a little bit, but I feel like we're at the peak. Like, I feel like today is the peak of it. And so tonight the moon is going to be full, and it's in the sign of Taurus. So we all know Taurus, what Taurus energy is like, right? Very, very powerful. But it's also grounding. Thank God we've got that earth energy in there. But so physically, our sun, our planet, the earth, and the moon are all coming into alignment, right? They're all lining up. And so the earth is between the moon and the sun. So we're getting, boom, all of the energy from the moon, boom, all of the energy from the sun. And so it's really feeling, you know, like it's a bit of a energetic sandwich, right? Think about all of the stuff that the sun has been doing, all of the crazy stuff that the sun has been doing, the plasma, the solar flares, the geostorms, all of that. And then we bring in the energy of the moon. And of course, full moon energy is, you know, it always has a purpose. But when we bring in the combination of the moon and the sun together, we bring in deep transformative energy, which also, because of the way it's coming through, can create abrupt change. So sudden changes in our lives. And so know that if that's something you're going through right now, if that's like something that they're literally saying to me, pushed over the edge, like if you literally feel like you're getting pushed over the edge, this is because of all of this energy that's coming around us for sure. And so if you're feeling highly emotional, if you're feeling like everything is triggering you, if you feel like you're unsettled or unstable or old stressors are coming up for you, know that this is kind of all there. It's like they're shaking the pot so that everything can kind of come up to the surface again. This is going to include, you know, they're talking to me about the blocks, like energy blocks that we have. These are going to come up to be seen as well, so that you can see them, so that you can have the awareness of them, so that you can work through them and realize, you know, what they're here to teach us. I'm going to be honest with you, this is a really, really hard thing to do in the mind. It's not going to be a process that you can do through thought and thinking and, investigative. It's not going to work like that. We're actually just going to have to feel our way through it. And this may mean that there's going to be a lot of, like, you know, emotional turmoil, like a lot of tears, a lot of feeling weak, a lot of feeling scared, a lot of that energy coming through. That's kind of, you know, those are our tools right now to help us get through it all. And so be mindful if, you know, this energy starts to create some events for you that are going to like force you to really, really, really kind of look at some of the stuff, some of the shadow stuff that we talk about, some of the, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror and, you know, and seeing who you are, you know, who is the version that you're seeing, that you're looking at. This is big because part of that big transformative change is we're not going to be the same as we were. We're not going to be the same physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all these levels that we have. We're not going to be the same. We're going to be different. We're going to be different beings. And part of that, we're going through all of this collectively. So I know it's hard to sometimes see that, because especially when you're going through so much, and when a friend reaches out and offers you help, you know, there's a part of your ego that says, oh, you have no idea what I'm going through. You have no idea. But again, that's, you know, the reminder back of that everybody is going to go through all of this in their own way, on their own level, in their own perspective of it. So the reminder that they're giving us is just, you know, to be especially gentle on ourselves, because they're saying to me right now, transformative change is not easy. It's not an easy process. And so we also want to be gentle and kind to the others around us that are going through their own stuff, because their stuff is, you know, as complicated and as difficult as our stuff is. It may not look like that when they talk about it, or when we hear about it, or when they're sharing, but you know, everybody has their own level of depth that they're experiencing this all through right now. And so I feel like compassion will be the big key to all of this, especially through this for ourselves, because I feel like compassion will be the thing that pulls us out of the fear, which is very much a dominant energy right now that a lot of us are feeling. So I get my messages, you know, sometimes in all different kinds of ways. And so when I start, you know, tuning into our hub members specifically, and your guys' energy, and then asking for information, it's funny, they gave me a song. And so I'm going to trust that this song is going to be significant to you. If it doesn't like immediately ring some bells for you or make you go, aha, okay, I needed to hear that, then please investigate it a little bit further. Like, listen to the song, go and play the song, go and look at the lyrics of the song. I'm gonna share it with you guys though, just so that you can see what I'm talking about. And I haven't read the lyrics yet either, so I'm going to be reading it the first time with you. So I will get the aha moments with you as we go through this. So the song is called The Sign, and it's by the Ace of Base. And I'm sure you guys have heard this somewhere somehow, but you know, it's a pop song from the 1990s. So I'm going to read the lyrics to you on it though, because I want you, they're giving me this as our message. So I'm going to read the lyrics, but please go and do yourself a favor and listen to the song and see what comes up for you around this. Okay. So it's called The Sign by the Ace of Base. Shock. I got a new life. You would hardly recognize me. I'm so glad. How can a person like me care for you? Ah, why do I bother? When you're not the one for me, is enough enough? I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Life is demanding without understanding. I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. No one's gonna drag you up to get into the light where you belong. But where do you belong? Under the pale moon, for so many years, I've wondered who you are. How could a person like you bring me joy under the pale moon, where I see a lot of stars? is enough enough? I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Life is demanding without understanding. I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. No one's going to drag you up to get into the light where you belong. But where do you belong? I saw the sign and it opened up my mind. And I'm happy now, living without you. I've left you. Oh, oh, oh. I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. No one's going to drag you up to get into the light where you belong. I saw the sign. 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 I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Okay. Interesting. Lots of interesting stuff in there. So you can also go and look this up too and look up the lyrics for that song, The Sign, and read it just the way that I did. When you go through and read it, you're probably going to get some more insights through that. Very interesting. Okay. So make sure that you are having compassion for yourself this week. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. We're going to do our live get together on Thursday, I believe we are. You guys have to pull that up and look at that, make sure that we're doing. So that's going to be our Soul Energy Monthly Forecast. Remember, we put a little bit of pause on that. I'm still putting together what we're going to be doing on that. It's definitely going to have something to do with the Dark Night of the Soul. It's going to be definitely something to do with what's I'm going through right now, because of course they tell me always that my experiences are meant to be taught through. So I will be doing that. Please check your emails, as some of your readings are still coming through. We're doing those, the energetic snapshot readings for the members that did reply to the email and said that they did what they did want that. I'm getting through the list. I am. Okay, so guys, you have a really, really good week. If I don't get to see you on Thursday live, please go watch the replays. Please go do the meditation that we've got in the hub. Please go back and, you know, utilize all of the resources in the hub. I feel like this is, you know, the purpose of having all of these resources is that we use them, that we can go in and use them. So make sure that you're doing that. And no matter where you are on your path, through your experiences, you're not alone. Okay. Sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.